Thank you, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, thus in the universe family of God, for listening to my podcast, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truths. I am Brother Dave, your host. Please visit my large website, www.purechristians.org, or ledbyjesus.org, same website. You'll find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. When you get there, scroll about 25% down the homepage, and then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights of my books on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator, Son of God, and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. If any here wish to receive by email a free copy of the text on our show, comment, ask questions, or receive more free text, just email me, dave@purechristians.org. Freely we have received truth in God's Spirit. Freely we love to share His truth. We hope and pray that you do too. We thank you, our brothers and sisters in the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support. We thank you for sharing gems of truth with others. We have selected verses and paragraphs on this topic from the Christian Bible and from the unique 2,097-page Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth, which is named the Urantia Book. That revelation was given around AD 1935. It's in modern American English, and it allows our seeking minds and souls much joy and enthusiasm as we read these powerful verses. All reflective truth-seeking humans on this planet will find some value from these readings. It's freely available online. There's no copyright because only humans can hold a copyright, and this revelation was given by superhumans, so it's fully in the public domain, and so it allows us to then share portions of it wisely with others. Now we continue my topical study, number 132, True and False Liberty and Freedom on All Levels, Part 9. This is from the Urantia Book in the Public Domain. We're now continuing at paper 105, Deity and Reality, Section 5, Promulgation of Finite Reality, Paragraph 4. Finite possibility is inherent in the infinite. That's God the Father, infinite I am. But the transmutation of possibility to an inevitability must be attributed to the self-existent free will of the first source and center, and that is God, the universal Father force, God in a larger sense. First source and center, activating all 15 triunity associations. Only the infinity of the Father's will could ever have so qualified the absolute level of existence as to eventuate an ultimate or to create a finite, that is, in the supreme time-space universes. So there's different levels of reality. Infinite is the highest, then there's absolute, then there's the transcendental, ultimate, and then there's the finite, the supreme age time-space universes that we live in, starting out. Now we go to paper 108, Mission and Ministry of Thought Adjusters. I add here, they are known also as Mystery Monitors, your divine pilot light, the pure spirit essence of God, God's will indwelling you. They are all eternal and perfect. They co-create with your will when you obey God's perfect will, the higher, potentially eternal soul reality, you, that is resurrected soon after your physical death. There is no so-called bodily resurrection, as mentioned in the Bible, and as believed by humans thousands of years ago. Soul heavens are much higher, and you will no longer have to struggle with gross physical maintenance and decay. Your soul mind will also be much higher to learn and retain trillions of facts, meanings, and spiritual values of love, mercy, service ministry, truth, beauty, and goodness. And I believe we'll never forget after we ascend from this gross physical life. Now, we go to Section 1, Selection and Assignment, Paragraph 7. For these facts before them, it is our belief that the mystery monitors freely volunteer for assignment. Probably more than one adjuster volunteers, supervising personalized orders, select from this group of volunteering adjusters the one best suited to the task of spiritualizing and eternalizing the personality of the mortal candidate. That's you and me. In the assignment and service of the adjusters, the sex of the creature is of no consideration. Section 5, the adjuster's mission. The mystery monitors are not thought helpers. They are thought adjusters. They labor with the material mind for the purpose of constructing, by adjustment and spiritualization, a new mind for the new worlds and the new name of your future career. Their mission chiefly concerns the future life, not this life. They are called heavenly helpers, not earthly helpers. They are not interested in making the mortal career easy. Rather, are they concerned in making your life reasonably difficult and rugged, so that decisions will be stimulated and multiplied. I add, for soul growth. The presence of a great thought adjuster does not bestow ease of living and freedom from strenuous thinking, but such a divine gift should confer a sublime peace of mind and a superb tranquility of spirit. Paper 109, Relation of Adjusters to Universe Creatures. Section 5, Material Handicaps to Adjuster Indwelling. Paragraph 1. Supreme and self-acting adjusters are often able to contribute factors of spiritual import to the human mind when it flows freely in the liberated but controlled channels of creative imagination. Yes, we do have God-given creative imagination. At such times, and sometimes during sleep, the adjuster is able to arrest the mental currents, to stay the flow, and then to divert the idea procession, and all this is done in order to effect deep spiritual transformations in the higher recesses of the superconsciousness, and also in our soul, I would say, too. Thus are the forces and energies of mind more fully adjusted to the key of the contextual tones of the spiritual level of the present and the future. That's very profound. Paper 110, Relation of Adjusters to Individual Mortals. Introduction, Paragraph 1. The endowment of imperfect beings with freedom entails inevitable tragedy, and it is the nature of the perfect ancestral deity to universally and affectionately share these sufferings in loving companionship. Section 2, Adjusters and Human Will. Paragraph 1. When thought adjusters indwell human minds, they bring with them the model careers, the ideal lives as determined and foreordained by themselves, and the personalized adjusters of Divinitan. Divinitan is a high paradise sphere of God, the Universal Father, which have been certified by the personalized adjuster of Urantia, and that is the one that Jesus had here. He is in charge of all adjusters in Jesus in our large local universe of Nebadon. Reading on, thus they begin work with a definite and predetermined plan for the intellectual and spiritual development of their human subjects. But it is not incumbent upon any human being to accept this plan. You are all subjects of predestination, but it is not foreordained that you must accept this divine predestination. You are at full liberty to reject any part or all of the thought adjuster's program. It is their mission to effect such mind changes and to make such spiritual adjustments as you may willingly and intelligently authorize, to the end that they may gain more influence over the personality directionalization. But under no circumstances do these divine monitors ever take advantage of you or in any way arbitrarily influence you in your choices and decisions. The adjusters respect your sovereignty of personality. They are always subservient to your will. And I add, that is because your adjuster is pre-personal and subject to the will of your personality. Personality can dominate pre-personality. When you two later fuse as one divine human spirit being, the adjuster gains your personality. You still have your personality too, of course. You're one. And you gain the spirit perfection of the adjuster. So that is a beautiful win-win reality. Section 7, The Attainment of Immortality. Paragraph 8. During mortal life, the material body and mind separate you from your adjuster and prevent free communication. Subsequent to death, after the eternal fusion, you and the adjuster are one. You are not distinguishable as separate beings, and thus there exists no need for communication as you would understand it. Paper 111, The Adjuster and the Soul,
Section 3, The Evolving Soul, Paragraph 2. During the life in the flesh, the evolving soul is enabled to reinforce the supermaterial decisions of the mortal mind. The soul, being supermaterial, does not of itself function on the material level of human experience. Neither can this sub-spiritual soul, without the collaboration of some spirit of deity, such as the adjuster, function above the Morantia at soul level. Neither does the soul make final decisions until death or translation divorces it from material association with the mortal mind, except when and as this material mind delegates such authority freely and willingly to such a Morantia soul of associated function. During life, the mortal will, the personality power of decision choice, is resident in the material mind circuits. As terrestrial mortal growth proceeds, this self, with its priceless powers of choice, becomes increasingly identified with the emerging Morantia soul entity. After death and following the mansion world resurrection, the human personality is completely identified with the Morantia self. The soul is thus the embryo of the future Morantia vehicle of personality identity. I add, in a well-balanced human personality, God's spirit thought adjuster directs you personally as soul to control your lower mortal mind to control your physical body actions. But if you reverse that and whatever your body wants to do, you decide to do, you're going to get into a lot of trouble. And hopefully we learn from our mistakes. Section 6, The Human Paradox, Paragraph 2. The courage required to effect the conquest of nature and to transcend oneself is a courage that might succumb to the temptations of self-pride. The mortal who can transcend self might yield to the temptation to deify his own self-consciousness. The mortal dilemma consists in the double fact that man is in bondage to nature, while at the same time he possesses a unique liberty, freedom of spiritual choice and action. On material levels, man finds himself subservient to nature, while on spiritual levels, he is triumphant over nature and over all things temporal and finite. Such a paradox is inseparable from temptation, potential evil, decisional errors, and when self becomes proud and arrogant, sin may evolve. Pride goes before a fall. Paper 112, Personality Survival, Introduction, and this is paragraph 1. The evolutionary planets, that's 7 trillion in this first grand universe supreme age of the infinite cosmos, are the spheres of human origin, the initial worlds of the ascending mortal career. Urantia, U-R-A-N-T-I-A, was shortened to U-R-T-H a long time ago. Now they've changed, instead of spelling it Earth, U-R-T-H, we still say Earth, but we spell it E-A-R-T-H. Humans here are just under 1 million years old. So 500,000 years ago is about half time in the existence, historical existence of humans. Your rancha is your starting point. Here you and your divine thought adjuster, as God's pure spirit essence, his will, indwelling your mind, and co-creating with the better you, your higher reality soul, later higher spirit levels. You and your adjuster are joined in temporary union. You have been endowed with a perfect guide. Therefore, if you will sincerely run the race of time and gain the final goal of faith — faith is a free gift from God the Father, by the way — the reward of the ages shall be yours. You will be eternally united with your indwelling adjuster. Then will begin your real life, the ascending life, to which your present mortal state is but the vestibule. Then will begin your exalted and progressive mission as paradise and infinite cosmos finaliters in the eternity which stretches out before you. And throughout all of these successive ages and stages of evolutionary growth, there is one part of you that remains absolutely unaltered, and that is your eternal personality, permanence in the presence of change. Of the 5 parts of the human being, 2 are eternal, unchanging, and will never change or disappear or die or anything like that. And that's God's spirit will and your God-given eternal personality. Those are absolute eternals, whether you survive or not. Because you have those gifts, but you don't survive directly until you ascend through the bridge, the soul. The soul is bridging you between your lower mortal body and the higher spiritual and personal realities within you. And that is this long ascension of roughly a trillion years. You ascend through soul and then higher spirit forms before you're all finally spirit perfected enough to be eternally resident on paradise with God the Father, Son, and Spirit. And then much more comes beyond all human comprehension. Now we go to paragraph 2. While it would be presumptuous to attempt the definition of personality, it may prove helpful to recount some of the things which are known about personality. I think the list 25 here. I'm just going to give you number 8, which is personality can make a gift to God, dedication of the free will to the doing of the will of God. Section 5, survival of the human self, paragraph 5, and it is this very power of choice, the universe insignia of free will creaturehood, that constitutes man's greatest opportunity and his supreme cosmic responsibility. Upon the integrity of the human volition, human will, depends the eternal destiny of the future finaliter. Upon the sincerity of the mortal free will, the divine adjuster depends for eternal personality. Upon the faithfulness of mortal choice, the universal father depends for the realization of a new ascending son. Upon the steadfastness and wisdom of decision actions, the supreme being depends for the actuality of experiential evolution. I add, all human males and females are equally spiritually classified as sons of God. That's why it's always male, female, woman, man, first son. It's all male terminology because males and females are sons of God. All of the many types of angels are classified as the daughters of God. So keeping that in mind, that should make all women very happy. They are spiritually equal, co-equal with males. Even up in paradise, our male or female tendencies continue. Even though we're high spirit lights or whatever, we'll still have male and female tendencies, and we'll still be attracted most to working with the opposite sex, even in paradise. In fact, two humans in cooperation are actually as effective as four single individuals in most endeavors. So it's a square. If you have 10 humans in spiritual cooperation working on something, they're as effective as 100 humans working separately. A square of the number of the people. That's mentioned twice in this Urantia book. Section 7, adjuster fusion, paragraph 10. Throughout all this magnificent ascent, which is, as I said, possibly 1 trillion years, a progressive ascent through just over 1 billion soul and then spirit heavens, to be spirit perfected enough to be final eternal paradise residence, transcending all space and time limitations and more. The thought adjuster is a divine pledge of your future and full spiritual stabilization of the ascending mortal. Meanwhile, the presence of the mortal free will affords the adjuster an eternal channel for the liberation of the divine and infinite nature. Wow. Now have these two identities become one. No event of time or of eternity can ever separate man and adjuster, God and man. They are inseparable, eternally fused. I state, what a glorious eternal plan our all-loving and lavishly merciful Father God has for each one of us. Amen. Okay, I think that's enough for now. I've been very busy, and I want to have this published by tomorrow to keep with my promise to give a show every 2 weeks, roughly. And the previous show, I think, was 40 minutes. And this one's going to be about 24 minutes, I guess. And we try to stay somewhere around 30 minutes on each of these sections. And so then next time, we will start part 10. It gets very interesting, some of the more advanced papers. So with that, rather than saying goodbye, I like to say farewell, do well. Thank you.